This is a CBC podcast. Discover the CBC programs of yesteryear, like Man Alive and Life and Times, with the CBC Digital Archives. Watch, hear, and collect your favorite clips at cbc.ca/archives.
Archaeological research happening in southern Labrador could hold the answers many Métis people are looking for. Dr. Lisa Rankin is an archaeologist at Memorial. Now, she's been digging into the history of Inuit people on the south coast of Labrador since 2003. She and several other researchers began a special project last year called Understanding the Past to Build the Future. And it's looking at when the Inuit arrived in southern Labrador, where they settled, and what happened when Europeans arrived. Now, to find out how it's going, I contacted Dr. Lisa Rankin in St. John's. Lisa, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So this is a really interesting project, and I know it's been something that you've been involved in for quite a while now, and that's looking back at the history of the Métis in southern Labrador. What kind of research or what kind of knowledge have you gained so far from the research?
The archaeology thus far has been able to confirm that the Inuit were in southern Labrador quite early. The earliest sites that we have found to date as part of this project date to about the mid-1500s. And we know, for example, from other little bits of work that was done many, many years ago, that there was an Inuit presence at Red Bay. We don't know whether it was while the Basque were there or after the Basque had left for the winter. But I think that we can safely assume that the Inuit were in southern Labrador in the mid-1500s, about the time that the Basque were arriving in the region as well.
Mm-hmm.
My own work is in the Sandwich Bay area near Cartwright, and we've got a pretty consistent settlement of Inuit from the mid-1500s right through to intermarrying with Europeans, becoming what we refer to now as the Métis, and to present day.
What's the significance of this? I know that the Labrador Métis Nation sort of spurred this research in the first place because they've been working on their land claim for so long and wanted some knowledge and some basis for their arguments that they have a right to the land. So from your perspective, what's the significance here?
Well, I think that the project has actually built in multiple levels of significance, and without a doubt, it will have an effect in the long run on the land claim. We have, to a certain extent, agreed to maintain the research quite separate from the land claim. Chris Montague, the president of Nunatu'avut, has been very clear on letting the research go where it goes. The idea really was to I think to justify what the Métis people already knew about their history, but that wasn't in the history books, and to let everybody else know that the Métis people and their Inuit and European ancestors had been in southern Labrador for quite some time. However, there will be, without doubt, some issues that will resonate with the land claim. The fact that we have demonstrated that there's a very early Inuit presence in southern Labrador, that the Inuit were settling in southern Labrador prior to the settlement of permanent year-round settlement of Europeans,
mm-hmm.
will definitely, I think, reinforce some of the things that they're going to attempt to say in their land claim. And also, we're also looking at what makes Métis culture distinct. And we're looking at that both historically and archaeologically and ethnographically. And I think that we have been able to demonstrate that Métis culture in southern Labrador was, by the 19th century, different than Inuit culture and different than European culture. So this has been a distinct population on the southern coast of Labrador for a long time.
Can I delve into that a little bit more? Because, as you know, Nunatu'avut has said, we no longer consider ourselves Métis. We would like to be known as the South Central Inuit. So if these cultures back then were distinct, you know, what has your research shown you about why the present-day Nunatu'avut would focus on the Inuit rather than the Métis part of their history?
Well, I think that they can definitely draw some direct ancestry to Inuit who were settling in southern Labrador. We know, again, from Sandwich Bay that the Inuit had been there probably since the mid-1500s. And while we can't tell archaeologically distinct lines of ancestry, we can't do an archaeological genealogy, we do have sites that sort of go from one era to another, and every few years you get a new settlement in the region. So the Inuit were there fairly permanently, probably from about the mid-1500s on. And those southern Inuit most likely became very successful traders with the Europeans who were, you know, taking European goods that they were acquiring in the south and trading them to perhaps extended kin groups or other people that they knew, other Inuit people that they were familiar with in the north of Labrador. So they may not have been, we used to think that the Inuit traveled from the north to the south to trade with the Europeans, and we know some of this certainly did go on, but it also is beginning to appear that there were a substantial group of Inuit in the south that did not leave the south when the Moravian missions and mission stores opened in the north, but remained there and acted as middlemen traders themselves.
If you look at the present-day people of southern Labrador, then is it safe to say that their ancestry would come from those Inuit people, while others, their ancestry would primarily be European?
I don't know that is actually the situation. I think what you really have is in the 19th century, really, in the 1800s, you get a lot of British settlement on the southern coast. And the Inuit who were living there, as well as Inuit who may have come from further north and decided for one reason or another to go back south, intermarried with the Europeans that were starting to settle the southern coast of Labrador. And so what you really have is largely British men marrying Inuit women. That group of people produced the first generation of mixed ethnicity children or Métis children. And that group itself seems to have, from what we can tell, seems to have been fairly marginalized from both the Inuit living further north and the European population and intermarried amongst themselves.
Lisa, it sounds like a fascinating project, and you're not quite halfway through, so much work left to do, but we'll have a chance, I'm sure, again, to get an update on it as it progresses, and I want to thank you very much for talking to me about it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That's Lisa Rankin from Memorials Archaeology faculty, and she's working on a project in Labrador looking at the history of the Métis on the south coast.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.